Welcome to Raw Talk on M88.
Rock concert movement number one. The basic head bob. Ready, go.
Part of Reality Island and brought to you by Cliffs Amusement Park and the Beach Zone. Call 338-5790 to join Raw Talk Live.
Good evening. You are listening to Raw Talk on M88. Tonight, we're going to be talking about something a little bit more serious than last week. We're going to be talking about eating disorders. Mm-hmm. And the reason we decided to talk about this is it's something that's affecting men and women more and more today.
Right.
In fact, one out of four women and men in the college campus have an eating disorder.
Wow.
Out of every single 100 people that have eating disorders, five of those people are men.
Wow.
So it is actually becoming more of a thing.
Right. Yeah, definitely off the heels of National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. Tonight's the last night, kind of wrapping up the week. Just something that, in my opinion, I was actually really nervous for the show just on the simple fact that this is a very serious topic. You definitely want to know what you're talking about when going into something like this. I definitely don't want to, shoot down drugs or premarital sex or any of the topics we've covered before, but for some reason this one just hit my heart really, solidly. And so tonight's question, we're doing the question of the week, the question of the night. Tonight's question is, how much does your appearance influence who you are? Going to be asking. So, whatever.
Well, and like we decided when preparing for this that the most important thing to know is if you do have a problem. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw some questions out there. Because if tonight you're listening and you realize, hey, I might have a problem,
right,
feel free to call in. We have some people here that can help you.
Right.
Just a few questions to throw out. If you're constantly thinking about eating, your weight or your body size, if you're anxious prior to eating, you're terrified about being overweight, if you go on eating binges and then throw up, basically just being bulimic, or you spend a lot of time daydreaming about food and you weigh yourself several times a day, that might be signs of an eating disorder.
Right. And tonight, we, along with this, we wanted to have someone here that kind of, knows her stuff, knows what's going on. So we're bringing in a very special guest, very good friend of mine, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. So why don't you just kick it off? We're going to kick it off to you and let you kind of tell your story to start things off for the listeners.
Definitely. Okay. I have been bulimic for 4 years, but before that, for a very long time, my body image has been the forefront of my mind, the forefront of the things, my actions, and I was anorexic for a while. I felt the power behind not eating the food and losing weight, and I liked the praise that I got from men and people when I was thinner. Then when I moved away from my home, just the stress of being away and trying to present myself in a way that I don't know that I had it all together, I started eating a lot and became bulimic. And I'm in recovery now, but it's been a long, hard, tough road.
Right, definitely.
So, Kimberly, what do you think took you from being anorexic? Like, was it just one day you just stopped eating as much? Was there a process that led you to that?
Yeah, I got a boyfriend, and he was not a Christian. I wasn't really a Christian at the time either, but I wanted him to like me. I wanted him to want me and only me, and I knew he was cheating on me. So I thought if I lost weight, so I worked out excessively and kind of stopped eating.
Well, with that, let's just go ahead and throw out some of the definitions of different types of eating disorders. With anorexia, anorexia, you kind of just stop eating, I'd say. Just watch what you eat and possibly stop, to where with bulimia you excessively eat and then purge after.
Right.
There's also things such as diet pills or just excessive exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you consider all of those forms of eating disorders?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Right. So, through the process, when did you actually turn your life over to Christ?
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
I was raised Christian, but not really with deep roots into Christ.
So being that, you said for the last 4 years, so you're still struggling with it in being a Christian.
Yeah.
For those out there that may be going through that, like, what could you give advice as far as, because I know people are like, oh, well, once you get over, no sin,
God can take away sin overnight, but he doesn't always choose to.
Right.
And he didn't with me. And I'm actually thankful because I have such a passion and a heart to help people who are going through this. But I think that, number one, you have to tell people.
Right.
You have to tell people. You have to tell friends, family. Get it out there. You cannot recover without help. You absolutely need to get it out there.
So do you think going through this process of recovery, is there a lot of times just setbacks, like maybe a day to where you're just going back to that, and then a week where you're doing completely great?
Yes. It's a long process.
Because I do want to let listeners out there know this isn't a controversial subject where you can call in and say if it's right or wrong.
Right,
this is a serious issue, and people have died because of this.
Right.
And it's something that if you're dealing with it, it's not something you should be ashamed of, but it's not something that should be encouraged to lose weight. There's positive ways to get your body in check.
Absolutely.
We had a guest a couple of months ago call in saying she lost some weight and as a reward got a tattoo.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, so
very cool.
I mean, I think there's positive things that you can do with that.
Yeah, definitely. So the topic tonight on eating disorders, about your appearance, basically. We want to take a quick break. Want to get your calls in, 338-5790, the phone number, as well as definitely check out m88.org if you're online. You can check out our chat room. Just check out Raw Talk, then click on the chat room and hang out with us. We'll be giving questions all night. Kimberly will be here all evening to take your calls and answer your questions and just kind of hang out and shed some light on this disease. So take a quick break. 338-5790, the phone number. We'll be right back.
Call 338-5790. That's 338-5790. You're listening to Raw Talk on M88.
Your attention, please.
Raw Talk.
Please yell if you are paying attention.
Step up to the microphone and let your voice be heard. Call 338-5790. That's 338-5790. You're listening to Raw Talk on M88.
That's right. Sunday night, it's about 13 after the hour of 8 o'clock, the topic tonight, talking about eating disorders, very serious subject. Got a question of the night. If you're keen on M88, you know the slice of life. We're going to be doing this every week now. This is solely how we're going to get our responses for the slice of life. So even if you just want to answer this question, the question of the night is, how much does your appearance influence who you are? So give us a call, 338-5790.
And also, just to throw out a few more things, how to identify if you have an eating disorder. If you exercise too much or exercise to the extreme to where you're physically draining yourself every single time you exercise,
right.
If you believe that showing control of the food shows that you can control your life, and I think that's a big thing is control, if you take laxatives or force yourself to vomit, also if you feel guilty after eating and you believe food controls your life, those are also extreme ways of knowing if you have an eating disorder.
So give us a call, 338-5790. We have Kimberly tonight hanging out with us, taking your questions, your concerns, giving advice, all that good stuff. 338-5790. Right now we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to Cindy. Cindy, you are on Raw Talk.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was calling because I used to have an eating disorder, too.
Okay.
And, I was anorexic and bulimic.
Okay.
When I wasn't eating, I was, eating a lot, and I'd just, throw it up and throw it up because, I thought I was, really, really, really fat. Mm-hmm. And, I was a 00, and even those were, really big on me.
Wow.
And, yeah, I was, really, really, really skinny.
So,
and,
go ahead,
sorry. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, being as thin as you were and trying to get to, what actually kind of got you over that slump of thing that you were overweight?
Well, pretty much, prayer and stuff like that, because my family just, stuck by me throughout the whole entire thing, and they just kept praying for me, and they had the church praying for me.
Right.
And, I still think I'm, fat, but I don't think I'm, really fat.
Well, the thing that I've heard, and Kimberly or Cindy, you guys can go ahead and clarify this for me. I've seen, specials on people that have eating disorders. Do they get down to the size of being a 00 and that's falling off? But in the mirror, they don't see that. They see something else. Mm-hmm. They see someone that's extremely overweight. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be for some people.
So a question for you now, as you know, that you've finally gotten over this with prayer and all that the Lord has helped you, thank God. How much does your appearance influence who you are now?
Well, I really think appearance is important to yourself, because if you don't feel good about yourself, then you can't really you can't accept yourself, and that's not a good thing. So appearance to yourself is good, but to others, you should really care about what people think about you.
Well, I do agree with you that our appearance should be important to us, but I think we need to remember that we are supposed to be the reflection of Christ. And yeah. It's okay to be concerned about the way you look and present yourself in, like, a good way. But if it becomes to the point where it's unhealthy and you're physically harming yourself, that's not good. Because right. We should be a reflection of Christ in everything that we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. All right. Taking your calls, 338-5790, talking about eating disorders tonight, as well as the question of the week. How much does your appearance influence who you are? You know, the media is definitely big mm-hmm. on the, like, skinny minis. Models mm-hmm. weigh, like, 19 pounds, which kind of freaks me out. I'm not,
yeah, well,
you know.
Even in doing research for this, like, for Miss America, the body weight of, like, the past few years of the contestants has gone down by, like, 40% from when they first started it. Because Marilyn Monroe was a size 12.
Right,
and she
exactly.
was one of, like, the most beautiful women we've ever seen.
Absolutely.
So.
Not watching TV was a part of my recovery.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I had to step away from that. Yeah.
Well, and, like, the thing is, I think, that can amaze us is we see the magazine cover and we see, like, this gorgeous woman on top of it. But, like, all the work that goes into it and all the airbrushing and stuff,
yeah,
like, it's
absolutely.
Just a facade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they try and push on us. So we're taking your calls. Want to know what you think. 338-5790, the phone number. How much does your appearance influence who you are now? Going to go to the phone lines now. Going to Shelly. Shelly, you are on Raw Talk.
Yeah, I had a question because I've been dealing with bulimia probably 13 years.
Okay.
And I've been walking with God about the last 2 years.
Okay.
And it's been a struggle for me this whole 2 years. And I guess my question is what is your view? Because I've heard that it is a disease, and I've also heard that it's sin, and I should just be obedient. And
well,
I even question my salvation because I'm continually falling in this.
Yeah. Well, it's an addictive sin, but it is sin. And what we have to realize, we have to teach ourselves that we have to learn new ways to learn how to deal with those things, to learn how to – we are trapped in a lie, and we have to believe that we are set free. And we are set free. If Christ lives inside of us, we are free. And we
okay, I hate to interrupt. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Okay.
Can you hear us now?
Are you listening? Are you listening through your phone or are you listening?
I was listening through my phone because I turned my radio off, and then when I turned the radio on, I could hear you.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay.
I actually have a quick question. I was actually going to ask this earlier because I'm not sure, like, before coming into tonight that this was sin. Like, I know you're physically harming your body,
right.
Which is wrong, but, like, what made you come to the realization that it's sin?
Well, it's sin because we're putting it before the Lord. We're turning to food or to our body image before we're turning to God.
Okay.
Right.
That's a good – okay. That was something I needed cleared up. Mm-hmm.
So, could you hear Kimberly before? Would you like her to repeat what she was saying about getting through it?
Yeah, she can repeat that.
We need to realize that we are set free. It is a sin, but it's an addictive sin, and God knows our heart, and we need to realize that we have the power of Christ, that we have the power of freedom from this sin, and when we can truly understand that and believe that, we will no longer be controlled by it, and I just pray that you will find counseling, that you will seek accountability, that you will reach out to people, and that you will make a strong effort for recovery, but God knows your heart, and he knows where you're at.
Absolutely.
And also, just to throw this out real quick, there are going to be some support groups maybe started for people that suffer with this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if anyone out there is interested, just email studio@m88.org, and
absolutely.
In the subject line, just write Raw Talk, and we'll get back to you with that.
Absolutely. All right, Shelly, thank you so much for your call. God
thank
bless you.
You
on that. All right. Taking your calls, 338-5790, talking about eating disorders. To kind of throw it out, you know, on the our bodies are a temple for Christ, mm-hmm. and we are not to harm them. But one thing that hurt me in that call that just, man, affected mm-hmm. me was the fact that she questions her salvation
yeah.
on
mm-hmm.
something like that.
I do too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. I mean, sin is sin, and we all struggle with it. I don't struggle with an eating disorder per se, but, you know, we've talked before, mm-hmm. and my, you know, sin is sin, definitely, and everyone struggles with something.
Yeah.
We are human beings.
I think being a new Christian... I mean, she's been a Christian for 2 years.
Right.
And when something like you said, it's such a big part of your life that sometimes it overtakes God.
Right.
That right there is probably could be why she's questioning her salvation.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's bigger than God to her.
Well,
right.
I'm hopefully in the last 2 years, she's seen a bit of difference in her, you know, in the severity of her eating disorder.
Right.
Hopefully she has.
Well, taking your calls, 338-5790, the phone number. Right now, going to go to Greg. Greg, you are on Raw Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a problem, like, when I get nervous and I have a craving for food. I don't know how to stop that. Can you help me with that?
Every time you get nervous, you just have a craving for food? Is that
yeah.
what you said?
So, like, you're just more just eating a lot. Do you get sick after, like, vomiting and stuff like that?
Yes.
You have to find different ways to cope. You have to turn to friends, make a phone call, go on a walk.
Right. Definitely have an accountability partner or something like that.
Pray. You have to turn to something else.
And that comes back to you saying, like, to tell someone.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you told anyone yet? Like, do you realize that you have an eating disorder?
Greg?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone about that? Have you told anyone about your problem?
No. I just, like, was thinking I could get over it like that, but it's kind of hard.
How long has this been going on for?
For, like, a couple years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you definitely, please seek help. You need to tell people, because people who will love you and they'll help you get through this, but you need to tell people.
Is there someone close to you, like maybe a family member or a close friend that you would feel comfortable talking to about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, Greg, again, like, I'm really, like, just advising you, just email studio@m88.org, and we can get with you after the show, and we can just help you and guide you through that process of telling your loved ones, because Kimberly's gone through this, and she's being successful in her recovery, and I just really, really encourage you, if you have a pen, just write down studio@m88.org, and we'll get back to you, like, as soon as we get your email.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg, very much. Well, I want to take all your calls tonight, 338-5790, the phone number. Going to take a quick break. But definitely talking about eating disorders tonight, as well as, you know, if you're out there listening and maybe you don't have an eating disorder, you don't have this problem, but you have a struggle with a sin, and maybe you have some advice you could give someone out there struggling with that sin, give us a call, 338-5790. Also want to mention the question of the week. How much does your appearance influence who you are? Be thinking about that. 338-5790, the phone number.
And also real quick, as, like, we know, the majority of you out there are not suffering from this, but chances are you know someone that is.
Absolutely.
So call in if you need help as to how to, once they come to you, what are you supposed to do?
Because
that's just as tough.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Raw Talk on Quality Christian Music, M88. Call 338-5790. We'll be right back. You're listening to Raw Talk on Quality Christian Music, M88. Call 338-5790.
That's right, 338-5790, the phone number. Taking your calls tonight, talking about eating disorders, as well as want to throw out the question of the week. How much does your appearance influence who you are? Definitely ties in with the topic tonight. 338-5790.
I just kind of want to share a personal story, and it's nothing to do that I had an eating disorder, but my best friend, who, like, I consider my sister, like, she's beyond a friend to me, came to me once, and, like, she told me this is really hard to share for her, and, like, I imagine, like, now that it is, and she pulled me aside, and, like, she was telling me that she went to therapy for some stuff, and I knew her parents had gotten a divorce and some other things that had happened in her life that kind of triggered off to what she was told me she was bulimic. And I knew that before I knew her, she was about 70 pounds heavier, she's gorgeous, like, absolutely gorgeous girl. She was a really, like, really active wrestler in her high school, and she was the only girl wrestler, which put a lot of pressure on her to make that spot and to be good. It got to the point to where her senior year, after we had become friends, she went out for wrestling. The first day, within an hour, she weighed herself 7 times.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Didn't eat dinner that night and was just sitting there thinking, well, I can eat and I can throw up. I can do all of these things. And as a friend, like, I didn't know what to do because you're hurting with them, but at the same time, you have no idea what to say. So like I said, if you're a friend out there and you know that your friend needs help, this isn't something to joke around with. I mean, I would even go as far as to say that this can be more physically harming than something like premarital sex.
This is definitely as damaging.
Yeah, and I mean, this is serious stuff, and don't take this lightly. if you know someone suffering with it, I mean, the long run of telling their parents or telling a pastor or telling their husband or their wife,
right.
I mean, like, it's worth the risk that you take.
Absolutely. 338-5790, the phone number, taking your calls. If you just have a question about something, if you're not sure, Kimberly's here going to be taking calls tonight and just kind of giving advice and hanging out with you guys. So 338-5790. Right now we're going to go to Cassie. Cassie, you are on Raw Talk.
Okay. I just wanted to say, like, don't soccer players and other people, like, throw up to get ready for soccer and other tryouts?
No, I actually played soccer for a long time, and they're encouraged to eat, like, a lot of carbs before.
Right.
And, like I said, as far as I know, that isn't happening. There can come to a point, though, with athletes and with people in general, to where excessive exercising is a disorder. Not necessarily eating disorder, but physical disorder.
Well, I do know, I'm kind of unsure of it, but of the question. But before games, on every game, I would actually, and it's not an eating disorder thing, I would actually throw up due to, like, anxiety or nervousness or something like that. So, I mean, are you asking it in the form of maybe an eating disorder or just in general? Because I know of athletes who do, you know, who throw up before a game, but it's definitely out of, you know, maybe nervousness or excitement, anxiety over the game ahead of them. You there, Cassie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Cassie, do you play soccer?
Okay.
Do you play soccer yourself?
Oh, no.
No? Do you have friends that have told you about this? Or are you just guessing that that's what happens? Or how did you hear about this?
Cassie,
you there? All right, I guess we lost her. 338-5790, the phone number, taking your calls. Hey, want to ask the question of the night. How much does your appearance influence who you are? Just kind of dwell on that. Think about that. Right now, we are going to go to Angela. Angela, you are on Raw Talk.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, guys.
What's up, dude?
Nothing much.
Rock on.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, I just had a comment to your story, Ashley.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of like how it was for me. I was in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard because every day I would wake up and I would check the scale, and it would be just become like this huge pressure on me.
Uh-huh.
So after a while, I just couldn't take it anymore because I didn't want to get an eating disorder.
Hey, Ange, do you have your radio turned up?
Yeah.
Can you turn it down? I'm sorry. We're getting some feedback on our end.
Is that good?
No.
A little, okay. Yeah. There you go.
So sorry. You were wrestling and you started noticing that you were compulsively weighing yourself?
Yeah.
Because, like, truth be told, I've been really watching what I've been eating lately. And I have lost weight, but I've done it, like, in a really healthy manner.
Right.
Of just, I mean, just cutting out some junk that I was eating. And I do find myself weighing myself more. But, I mean, I think it all kind of comes down to the matter. If you're doing something for health issues, like, yes, it can be taken out of control to where you never become satisfied because you keep wanting that number to get smaller and smaller.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it does come down to, I mean, there's sometimes obesity is an eating disorder.
Right.
And in that situation, they do need to lose weight, but healthy. Losing weight for a sport, I don't recommend losing a massive amount of weight to, I mean, my little brother was a wrestler, and there was times that he'd have to eat like crazy because he was like a little guy to make it up to 100 pounds, and I just don't agree with stuff like that personally.
I got to ask you, now being, you know, kind of, you know, getting away from that, how much do you think your appearance influences who you are now?
Now? Appearances, they still influence me, but they don't have control over what I look like.
Mm-hmm. Rock on. Well, all right, man. Well, I want to say a quick shout-out congratulations to you for hitting military school. That's pretty cool and inspiring.
Thanks.
And all that stuff. So thank you, Angela. Taking your calls, 338-5790. Topic tonight, eating disorders, as well as the question of the week, asking everyone, how much does your appearance influence who you are? I know appearance obviously is a major reason for this, right? Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, so, the praise that you get when you're losing weight.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. I, you know, growing up, I weighed like 90 pounds, you know, and I know the chat room right now, they're talking about how to gain weight for skinny people. You know what, man? Enjoy the fact and realize that, guess what? You're skinny, and that's, you got great metabolism or something, whatever it may be. I mean, I tried everything. I tried Weight Gainer. I got a membership to Define Fitness, and I worked out every day, and I thought, man, you know, nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, really, just apparently God blessed me with great metabolism. But I mean, for me, it's weird. It's just, as human beings, we're never happy, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's something I've definitely struggled with in reverse, always wanting to gain weight because, you know, for me, appearance, you know, that was who I was. Now, you know, I guess tattoos, I could say, is a part of my appearance and what kind of makes me feel stronger and cooler mm-hmm. as a man. You know, I look at my tattoos, I'm a cool guy. But so definitely give us a call, 338-5790, talking about eating disorders and all that good stuff. We are going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to go to Jennifer. Jennifer, you are on Raw Talk.
Hi. I was just going to tell you guys, I was anorexic when I was like 14 years old. It was just out of pure stupidity, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point, I was always really, really skinny anyways, but I got to the point of looking in the mirror and thinking, I'm fat.
Right.
When you don't see bones, you think you're fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I personally didn't eat at all, and I'm diabetic, which doesn't make it any better.
Oh, no, yeah.
I wouldn't eat at all, but I thrived off of Mountain Dew for my energy.
Wow.
And worked out tremendously, and now my appearance influences me, but I don't really care what other people see me as now like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually gotten way better now and gotten to where... I don't, you know, I just don't look in the mirror and I don't weigh a lot. And so I was just going to tell people out there that it can be done.
So what got you to that point of overcoming the obstacle of, you know, looking in the mirror every 5 minutes and thinking you were fat?
I actually got into a prayer group online through one of my friends and just really got close with God and had to... I honestly don't even know what brought me out of it. My mom got really involved and, you know, threatened to ground me and
ground
all kinds
you?
Of stuff. and I just kind of myself decided, okay, you know, you can't do this anymore. It's not good for your health. It's not good for
mm-hmm.
for anything to do with your body. And I now have other health problems, and sometimes I wonder if that was... causing it. So
again, I just like again, I'm going to encourage you guys all night. Just go ahead and email studio@m88.org because like you have an amazing story and you can use it to help people.
Absolutely.
Along with Kimberly. So if you wouldn't mind emailing studio@m88.org and just maybe sharing your story, like we'd love to just come alongside you and help
Absolutely.
You get through this.
Cool.
Okay,
rock on,
thanks.
Man. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for that. Taking your calls 338-5790, talking about eating disorders. Want to take a call before we go to break real fast. Mark, you are on Raw Talk.
Hi.
How's
Hi.
It going?
I'm doing that thing about the see if your looks thing.
Uh-huh. How much does your appearance influence who you are?
They deceive me a lot, and I'm C5, so I don't know. I've never told my friends about it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys can help me.
Okay.
You have an eating disorder?
So...
Well... I'm sorry, Mark. We can. It's kind of tough to understand you.
Well, my question is, I'm deceived by looks a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I can't really help it. So I try to help myself by diet and everything.
Yeah, you need to get support. You need to pray that the Lord will enter your mind and that He will help you to look at yourself differently, and that He will that you'll see yourself the way that God sees you, and that is perfect. And beautiful, just the way you are.
Yeah. Rock on, man. Well, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so
for
much,
that.
Mark.
All right. Got to take a quick break. Coming back, 338-5790, the phone number. Definitely want to talk to everyone out there. Even if you don't have that problem as far as an eating disorder goes, even just your appearance, we want to know how much does it influence who you are now? The media obviously pushes on it on us in every direction, in every
mm-hmm.
sense of the word, man. Everyone has to be beautiful. So give us a call, 338-5790.
And also, like, I mean, just it's becoming more and more of a thing, obviously, if it's just happening in colleges and high schools. Like, do you feel that you could be on the track to getting an eating disorder? Because it doesn't start to where one day you're just completely there. Right. You have to start somewhere. And if you feel like you're starting, like right now is the time to just stop it now.
Absolutely.
That way you don't have to go through this process.
Plus, you got
to
realize it doesn't mean, you know, having an eating disorder doesn't necessarily mean you're throwing up every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could be struggling with something and just maybe once a week even be throwing up. You know, definitely. Give us a call, 338-5790. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Call 338-5790. That's 338-5790. You're listening to Raw Talk on M88. You're listening to Raw Talk on M88.
That's right. Sunday night, it's about 8:40. You are listening to Raw Talk. Got about 20 more minutes. Want to take all your calls, 338-5790, the phone number. Talking about eating disorders, as well as the question of the week, how much does your parents actually influence who you are as a person?
I want to really quick read 1 Peter 3:3-4. Okay. Don't be concerned with your outward appearance or your outward beauty. That depends on fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, and beautiful clothes. But you should be known for the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious to God. And I just want to encourage you all to work on your inside, to work on your heart and mm-hmm. your relationship with the Lord, and have that supersede your outward appearance.
Rock on, man.
Awesome.
338-5790, the phone number. Taking your calls right now. We're going to go to Tony. Tony, you are on Raw Talk.
Yeah, I got a question. I don't know. Is this considered bulimic when, I want to eat a lot, mm-hmm. but I don't throw up when I eat a lot, but
starve yourself? Do you not?
I can't eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot eat a lot when I want to,
mm-hmm.
but, you know.
Do you feel out of control when you're eating?
Huh?
Do you feel out of control?
Like, out of control?
Like, when you're eating that you can't stop?
Hold on, I can't hear you. I gotta... Okay, say it again.
Okay, do you feel like you can't stop eating when you start, like...
Do I feel like I'm out of control
yes.
when I... No, I want to eat, but let's say I go out to eat or something,
mm-hmm.
I can only have a little bit of it.
But you eat a lot later.
No, I can't eat a lot.
Let me ask you the question. How much does your appearance actually influence who you are? Is it a big deal?
No. It's just,
you just want to eat, but your stomach won't allow you to eat that much? Is that
yeah.
what you're saying? Yeah, no, yeah, no, that's...
I'm wondering, what is that?
Oh, that's just a small stomach, man. No. Yeah.
Yeah,
so...
just a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all good. It's cool. So, rock on.
Thanks,
Tony. All right. Taking your calls. 338-5790. It's not something to laugh at, but you know, it's kind of lighthearted, and that was good. I mean, he's trying to be aware of himself.
Steve-O
That's
was
cool.
blessed with a small metabolism.
Blessed with a small stomach. What can you say? Right now, we're going to go to Jessica. Jessica, you are on Raw Talk.
Hey, Jessica.
I just want to answer the question
okay.
of the week. See, my parents don't influence the way I look at all. I mean, I have a pink mohawk.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I blow my jeans up, and I wear tall socks, and with my ripped up Converse, and my dad's over there. He has a bald head, and my brother is like a straight A student. I'm probably average.
Okay.
And they don't influence the way I look, and they respect me, and it's just, I'm just who I am, and they respect that.
How much does your appearance per se, your pink mohawk, how much does that appearance influence who you are as a person?
I think it shows people that I'm not scared to be me,
mm-hmm.
and that I can just show who I am.
Rock on. Well, thanks, Jessica. Thank you for that. All right. Mm-hmm. Taking your calls, 338-5790, talking about eating disorders, as well as the question of the week is, how much does your appearance influence who you are? As a person, how much do you let your appearance influence you as who you are? I want to take all your calls, so right now we're going to the phone lines. I'm going to go to Mary. Mary, you are on Raw Talk.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. I was just calling about the eating disorder.
Okay.
I've had a problem with it for maybe about a year or so, mm-hmm. and I still struggle with it. And sometimes I just don't know what to do about it. I stress myself out over it because I do worry about my appearance. Sometimes I think that has too much of a role in my life, mm-hmm. and I don't want it to.
Yeah,
is there anything that I can do? I mean, I don't think I've told very many people about it.
Yeah. I'd get a prayer support group. Prayer can do amazing things, and God is just waiting to glorify
Hello?
Him. Hello?
Hello? Sorry.
Are y'all there?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm sorry. We're here.
God is just waiting to... Can you hear me?
Can you hear Kimberly now?
I struggle with it, and I know I need some sort of help, but it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to even think about it talk to anybody about it. I know it's a normal thing. You know, people have problems, but it's hard to talk to friends and your close ones, you know?
Right.
I had been overweight for a while, and I lost some weight, and the attention was nice. It was great, mm-hmm. you know. It made you want that attention, but, you know, it's...
Mary,
struggle with it.
What I've realized through sharing my eating disorder with people is that everyone is hurting. And more than likely, when you share this with other people, they're going to be able to support you and come alongside you. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You are struggling with sin, and many, many people are struggling. And you need prayer support. You need prayer. You need to tell people.
I just wanted people to know that it's not just in maybe in younger kids or kids that are in college. I mean, I'm a married woman. I've been married for 10 years, you know, kids. I mean, I don't know if it's as big of an issue with older adults as, you know, as it is with, you know, younger people.
Well, and it is. I think the demographic is ages, I believe, anywhere between the ages of 7 and 40-something for women. So it's not... Excuse me, it's not something that younger women just suffer from.
Right, absolutely.
But Kimberly is going to be starting a support group. And, I mean, this is something anyone can struggle with, men, women, mm-hmm. I mean, from the age of 7. So email studio@m88.org, and we'll get your information and just go ahead and help you with that.
Yeah, do you have access to a computer, to internet?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. You definitely want to take that down. It's studio@m88.org.
Okay.
Just email us your information, and Kimberly's starting a life group here that for people struggling with that, so we will definitely keep in contact with you on that, okay?
And Mary, like, I guarantee that, like, there are women out there that have been married to where that might be even more of a struggle to maintain the person they were when they got married when they were 20-something.
Right.
So thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary. We will definitely keep in touch with you. All right. Taking your calls, 338-5790. Want to take a quick final break, but we want to squeeze in as many calls as possible. 338-5790, the phone number. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Raw Talk on Quality Christian Music, M88. Call 338-5790. We'll be right back. You're listening to Raw Talk on M88.
Sunday night, about 10 minutes left. Want to definitely squeeze in as many calls as possible. If the phone lines are busy, please don't be discouraged. Keep calling. Or if you have access to the internet, m88.org, we have a chat room there. Just click on Raw Talk. You can look it up under files. There's actually a little thing on the main homepage with the little sushi thing. Click on that. Chat room. Hang out with us. Taking your calls, your questions, your concerns, giving advice, whatever it is, 338-5790, the phone number, as well as the question of the week thrown out there, how much does your appearance influence who you are?
Well, I think personally, like, I don't know about you guys, but there's just some days that you wake up and you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see.
Oh, yeah.
So the rest of your day, like, you are walking around thinking, I look completely crummy right now.
Right.
And it does, like, it does affect who we are. And, like, that's the sad thing is that it gets to such an extreme level of developing an eating disorder.
Right. As well as, I mean, plastic surgery now is definitely something that's huge because, you know, our appearance. So it's definitely taken a toll on many people. 338-5790, the phone number. I want to try and squeeze in as many calls as possible. Going to the phone lines now. We got Lily on the phone. Lily, you are on Raw Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
I usually listen to your show on my way home after church every Sunday. And when I was younger and growing up, I was the kid who was extremely thin.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because of an eating disorder.
Right.
It was just basically because I had a really high metabolism and I was a really active kid. And so I was the kid who got kind of teased for it because I was so thin I kind of looked anorexic. And later on in my high school years, I was the kid who started gaining weight, and I was still very athletic, but that scared me.
Right.
And so, I mean, I never got as far as throwing up or, you know, actually purging my food, but it came to the point where I would sit there and see the food in front of me, and, like, I'd be starving, but at the same time, I would get nauseated at just the sight of food because I was so upset with my looks because I gained weight.
That is one of the signs of eating disorders is when you get anxious or nervous or just disgusted with food. So I'm just going to ask you and Kimberly, I think we can all agree that having an eating disorder becomes sort of a mental thing, something you can control mentally. So do you think that mentally when you were going through that, it was just like the same as going through the actions of actually purging?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was to me.
Right.
So you had the eating disorder without physically having the eating disorder.
Right.
Like the mental, you had the mental part of the eating disorder.
Right.
Right.
So getting through all that, how much does it influence you now?
Well, looking back at it, I mean, I sought help through my ex-boyfriend's mom was a nurse.
Okay.
And I told him, and it's because I wanted to tell his mom, but I didn't know how.
Right.
And she actually kind of helped me realize that there's a problem because I started to realize my rate, like the rate my weight dropped at was insane. Within a month, I lost 30 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, it was to the point where I started looking at myself in the mirror. And I saw myself looking sick. So I felt worse, but she helped me through it a lot. And I actually went through this Bible study that my aunt and her friends put together. And the thing that helped me was when they asked us to write what we don't like when we see physically in the mirror, what bothers us. And when I got a chance to hear that there's other girls out there who didn't like certain things about them physically, I wasn't alone. And it started to help me realize I'm human and it's okay. You know, there's certain things we're just going to be like, oh, I'm having a bad hair day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Lily, thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
No, absolutely. I just want to encourage girls to let them know that there are other girls. There's other, even guys, who sit there and they look at themselves and they're like, wow, my nose is big.
Right.
Yeah.
And it bothers you. But when it comes down to it, now I don't look at myself in the mirror. I mean, I have those bad days where I'm just like, I really don't look good, but it's okay. I mean, as long as I'm happy, I'm okay.
Right.
And overcoming it I had to realize that what I was doing was mentally getting nauseated because I didn't want to eat because I didn't like what I saw in the mirror.
Rock on. Well, thank you definitely for your call, Lily. Trying to squeeze in as many calls as possible, 338-5790. Right now, we're going to go to Michael. Michael, you are on Raw Talk.
Hello.
Hey, how's
Hi.
It going?
I appreciate the opportunity. Been listening to you all, and just want to let you know I'm 47 years of age, and most of the folks have been talking have been a lot younger.
Yeah.
But I began my experience with an eating disorder when I was about 19.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And I struggled with it for many, many years. And 12 years ago, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus.
All right.
And I had a time of liberty, but I still had that old behavior and that drawing to do that. I guess if you put a label on it, maybe you'd say I was anorexic. I don't know. I never thought my body was fat, but I think I did not eat enough, and I got lost some weight. I was working in construction and so on. I could say a whole lot, you know, but just want to encourage folks out there that with the Lord, you can overcome this.
Absolutely.
And several things you all have mentioned tonight I think are true and helpful to share with other people because in isolation, the enemy wants to put us down, and if you're isolated, you can't overcome it.
Yeah.
So if you have a friend or friends you can trust that you can share with and pray with, that's a real big help.
Mm-hmm.
also, you know, if you say you're not going to do something, then you need to replace it with something healthy and edifying. Mm-hmm. And I just know that God loves you. That's so important, mm-hmm. you know, that that God loves you. And as far as your question of the week, you know, I do care about how I look. I like to, you know, be groomed and clean and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's normal. I think it's a way to shine for the Lord. Just wanted to share that.
Rock on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
I'll rock on. Well, God bless you, man.
Yeah. Well, God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, just really spend time with the Lord. Let him, you know, just taste and see that the Lord is good.
Mm.
God has a purpose for your life. And God bless you.
Cool. God bless you, man.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. All right. Taking your calls, 338-5790. Have a few minutes. Want to take as many calls as possible. So don't get discouraged if it's busy. 338-5790, as well as the question of the week. How much does your appearance influence who you are? I know for me, it was definitely a struggle because I always felt I was too thin. And so I was always the one that got picked on, you know, mm-hmm. and I wanted to be the bigger guy because you know, so I could fight back, I guess, or whatever it was, you know, whatever it took for me to try and gain weight, obviously.
So, you know. Kimberly, do you think an eating disorder is something you can ever completely overcome, or is it something that you always struggle with?
No, I think that you can definitely overcome it completely.
And a question I think was just brought up in the chat room about fasting and that becoming an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. Like, I do know that I'm assuming for, like, fasting for a certain period of time really isn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But is fasting wrong then in that aspect?
I, you know what? Honestly, that's definitely a person by person basis.
Yeah.
If you feel that the Lord is calling you to fast
mm-hmm.
by not doing what the Lord is telling you, I mean, that's borderline blasphemous. You're going against God. You know, and that's definitely, you know, you definitely want to follow Him and everything. And just you absolutely have to take it to God because I know certain people fast from food, from whatever. You don't necessarily even have to fast from food. It could be something as simple as television, video games, whatever the Lord is putting on your heart. But you definitely want to make sure that the Lord is placing that on your heart before you just fast, you know.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, we don't have much time, but I want to end with this. I'm just going to go ahead and give you guys some signs as to tell if your friends are bulimic or anorexic and then what to do. Some signs of being bulimic, after you severely diet, you're vomiting a lot. If you're using laxatives or if your friends are using laxatives, if you're using excessive exercise, you have a fear of not being able to stop eating. Your teeth start decaying and you lose your enamel on your teeth. You have like a lot of cramps and indigestion. You have a fear of eating and not purging. You go through a lot of mood swings and you're depressed. Your muscles are weak and you feel really tired. You have a sore throat. You start getting swollen glands in your neck, bloating and water retention. Also, dry, flaky skin and rashes, broken blood vessels and face, and blurred vision. So those are for bulimia and anorexia. There's people, they exercise way too much. They have a fear of gaining weight. They obsess over becoming fat. If you lose 15% of your normal body weight, you can be anorexic. If you're dizzy, you faint, you're irritable, you have mood swings, you lose your menstrual period that's not consistent. You have cold or numb hands and feet. You have the frequent urge to urinate. And you have bruises that don't heal.
So, I definitely want to say, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off. We only have like 2 minutes. I'm freaking out. I want to throw this out there. This is important. I'm sure, you know, as many calls as we did get tonight,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's twice as many calls that we didn't get because people just, for some reason, it's tough to actually go forward. You know, once you go forward, It's easier to get through something with a support. And so thanks to Kimberly, definitely, for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
And want to mention that she is starting a life group. Maybe you wanted to remain anonymous and didn't want to throw yourself out on the radio. Still email us, please, studio@m88.org. Whenever, please, get us the information. And we will get back to you with the life group, with the times. You can totally remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, you know, we're not trying to throw you out in the spotlight. Definitely just trying to educate people and trying to get help for the people that may be struggling with this disease. I want to thank Ramsey and Megan, our producers, for doing an awesome job tonight and hanging out with us as well as Brian for, you know, for rocking out and being awesome. Want to thank Kimberly.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming and hanging out and shedding some light on this. Definitely, I think it's going to be an ongoing topic because it's obviously an ongoing issue. So
it's never going to go away.
Never. So we will definitely, you know, have a part two and a part three and,
Yeah,
all the future stuff.
I just want to like, let you guys know, if you're struggling with this or if you know someone that's struggling with it, with any issue, tell someone. Like, it might not seem like the appropriate thing to do, but you have no idea that you could be saving a life, like literally saving someone's physical body. So I just want to thank you guys for joining me. I mean, Steve, thank you. Kimberly, it's been a great show. And just join us next week for Raw Talk at 8 o'clock on Sunday at M88.
You've been listening to Raw Talk for Real Life on M88. Heard Sunday nights at 8, part of Reality Island on M88.